So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that we are the leading edge of thought, that the larger part of ourselves is infinite and eternal, that we see from broader perspective as we relax and allow ourselves to see through the eyes of Source. And the eyes of Source always see beauty and harmony and grace, energy and wholeness and oneness and power, health and well-being, abundance and prosperity. The eyes of Source see love everywhere they look. And today I brought a quote from the Stamford, Connecticut workshop where Abraham said, "You could be 100 people walking down the same street in the same city at the same time, having 100 different experiences, because your point of attraction varies enough that what you are soliciting from this, what seems to be reality." And then Abraham paused and said, "Here's really the best answer to this wonderful question. The reality that you are drawing from is such a huge palette that you have the ability to paint such unique pictures. You don't have to paint pictures just like everyone else is painting." And this is the quote that inspired this meditation. Because I am imagining 100 people in the vortex walking down the same street, in the same city, at the same time, having 100 different in-the-vortex experiences. And I know that each one's point of attraction varies based on his or her experience. And I know from Abraham that we have the capacity to empathize with the consciousness of anyone we choose. And so let's drop into some people having in-the-vortex experiences on the city street. And the city street that came to mind to me today is the street that runs between the National Cathedral and the Bishop's Garden. I don't know if you know that street, but you look upward at the spires and the gargoyles and the beautiful blue sky of this amazing day. You look around at the trees and their fall foliage, so exquisitely beautiful. You can hear the children racing and playing tag in the gardens. And you can smell the scent of the fall flowers, so exquisitely in bloom in each of the flower beds. And as we walk on this street today, we allow ourselves to drop into the consciousness of some of the amazing people who are walking along here having in-the-vortex experiences. So I know that this couple with a new baby pushing their stroller for one of the first times, this beautiful baby carriage with this infant in it, is a powerful draw for this couple who are feeling absolute awe and unconditional love for their new offspring. This is a beautiful baby. You can decide if it's a boy or a girl, but these parents are absolutely in the haze of unconditional love for the magic of this new baby who's come into their lives. And the baby is sleeping, and this perfect baby on this perfect day is the center of attention of these two awed, transfixed people who feel compelled to reach out and stroke that petal-soft little cheek with such a feeling of tenderness and joy. The absolute bliss of this couple that is enjoying this baby is here for our appreciation. And they don't see this street they're on at all. All they see is this beautiful baby the result of their love, and all they feel is transcendent love in this moment and the oneness of being a family right now in this powerful new way. I invite you to take a moment and experience their bliss and touch yourself, the petal soft cheek of this newborn. Returning to the garden, I invite you to look up and see the colorful kite in the sky. There is a little boy flying his first kite. His dad got it up for him, and he's feeling the tug of the string on his little fingers, and he's giggling and laughing and chasing around with the kite following him left and right. And all around, he has so much energy. And his parents are looking down on him with such enthusiasm and joy as he uses those wonderful, strong legs that he has been developing as he's learned to walk. And now he's using his strengthening arms to control the kite and to feel it tugging on the string as the winds take it. As he looks up in the sky and chortles with delight. You can be the parent or you can be the boy. Feel the tug of the string of the kite or feel the pride and the excitement of seeing your little one fly his first kite. And now looking down in the garden, see someone who works here, who is a tender of these exquisite flowers that has worked all year long to make this garden the showplace that it is, who loves the earth and who is busy doing what she loves the most, planting and weeding and savoring the exquisite nature of this garden that has been here for so long and that is so rich and so lush and so opulent. Feel the pride of this gardener who loves this garden and who is so enamored with the beauty that has been created here for all to see and enjoy. Allow yourself to thrust your hands into the earth with enthusiasm and joy, feeling the warmth of the sun on your back, feeling the beauty surrounding you, feeling the graciousness of this walled garden next to the cathedral. And now you notice an artist who is set up an easel at the bottom of the garden and is looking up through the garden, through the magnificent tree foliage to the spires of the cathedral, and is painting the scene in front of him with transcendent joy. He sees in this scene the greatest beauty he's ever beheld, and it's captured his imagination in a way that moves his hand in his paints and colors onto his canvas with a sense of transcendent bliss. Allow yourself to feel the wonder of bringing the color to the canvas, of seeing what you see with your eyes translated into what you create with your hands. Continuing our survey of In the Vortex perspectives on this city street, I invite you to dip in for a moment to the passionate public display of affection of the two teenagers that are in the grove behind us. They are exploring passion for the first time in loving and juicy kisses and a little bit of groping. And they are having more fun than they have any sensible use for. And they love every minute of it. Tap into adolescent passion and feel the beauty of this day through their experience. And I invite you now to tap into the consciousness of the monk who is meditating on a bench in the woods, who has achieved a beautiful sense of peace with a very quiet, spacious mind, who truly knows the alignment with Source, who feels in this moment complete peace in his body, mind, and spirit. And now feel the joy of the mother who stopped by to walk in the garden for a few minutes before she leaves for the airport to pick up her son returning from Iran. Allow yourself to feel her joyful looking forward to this reunion. For her delight in his beauty, his power, his strength, his intelligence, his passion and his commitment. Breathe deeply again and allow yourself to feel your own consciousness now. How you are looking at this day and this time, wherever you are in this moment. What delights you in this moment? What brings you to a deep sense of peace or a wonderful sense of exhilaration? A lovely feeling of pride, a powerful experience of creativity, an endless expression of passion, an eruption of pure joy or deep tenderness. As we sit to feel, we have an infinite palette of emotion to choose from. In the vortex, there are many flavors of joy, and we've sampled quite a few today. We've touched many lives and many types of consciousness, all of it beautiful, all of it powerful. All of it clear and exquisite to touch. We are blessed, and I am grateful, and so it is.
Sorry.